Constant Wonder Kids is a Constant Wonder podcast.
Hi, Wonder Kids. It's Paige. How many different types of bears can you name? I bet that you've heard of a grizzly bear, a black bear, a polar bear, and a panda bear. What about a koala bear or a sloth bear? Today, we're going to learn about a type of bear that I haven't named yet. Any last-minute guesses? If you thought of a sun bear, you were right. Some of you might think, I've never heard of a sun bear before. Today's guest would tell us that's an issue that he runs into a lot.
Even local peoples do not know there's a bear called sun bears. And they are by far the least known bear in the world. And to the local people, it's the least known as well, because not many people have seen one.
This is Dr. Wong Suti. He is a wildlife biologist and conservationist, and is best known for his research on the Malayan sun bear. Dr. Wong understands that lots of people haven't heard of sun bears because sun bears are pretty shy, and he loves to introduce people to his favorite animal.
They are cute. I think, you know, all people, especially kids, love furry creatures, cuddly, cute-looking animals, and sun bear fit that criteria. They are extremely charismatic. They are all pitch black. Their hair is short, very dense.
Can you picture this little bear? The Malayan sun bear is the world's smallest bear, measuring 4 to 5 feet long and often weighing up to 150 pounds. The sun bear has dark fur, except for what Dr. Wong describes as their Superman chest mark.
I think Superman steals the idea of the sun bear by having the S shape on his chest.
Each sun bear has a different chest mark that makes them special.
The chest mark is yellowish color. A V shape, a U shape, and sometimes the shapes come in and all different kind of patterns, which is unique. There's no two bears have the same kind of chest patch, we call it.
These chest patches aren't just for decoration. Dr. Wong explains how sun bears use their chest patches to make themselves known in the dark forest.
They are black in general. They live in a very dense and dark forest. Sometimes if they don't move, you hardly see them until they want to check something out in the surrounding by raising their head up, sniff the air, or sometimes they would stand up, then at the same time presented the chest patch. And it immediately the presence of the bears are being noticed.
So these chest patches help sun bears identify one another and are also an important tool that wildlife biologists like Dr. Wong use to recognize different bears. It's important to keep track of the sun bears because unfortunately there aren't very many of them left.
They are an endangered species. The Department of Wildlife and National Park do come up with statements stating that there's only 300 to 500 left. And 300 to 500 is not a lot of bears.
Although sun bears can be found throughout Southeast Asia, in countries like Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, and Cambodia, their populations are shrinking in all of these places because their forest habitats are being destroyed and individual sun bears are being hunted by poachers. Dr. Wong noticed that this was true in Malaysia, where tough financial circumstances were leading humans to hunt sun bears to eat and sell because they didn't have any other ways to support their families. Other people would keep sun bears as pets in tiny, cramped cages, hoping to attract tourists. Dr. Wong got involved and ended up jumping into baby sun bear care, sometimes raising cubs one by one at the Bornean Sun Bear Conservation Center.
I have raised a lot of rescued baby sun bears. The sun bear that was captured by poachers after their mother being brutally killed, and they need a lot of cares. They are traumatized, they are in stress. So we are literally a sun bear orphanage, if you can say that. And we also in halfway home because those bears that can be rehabilitated and then released back into the wild, we are doing that. And then we are also an old folks home for those who cannot be released. They will spend the rest of their life at our center.
What a wonderful place. Whether Dr. Wong is helping to comfort baby bears, prep healed bears to return to the wild, or offer old injured sun bears a happy place to live out their lives, his whole focus is to help, love, and care for his favorite species. In order to best help the orphaned sun bears, Dr. Wong sometimes has to become like a mama bear.
When we receive all this baby infant bear calf, the first thing that we need to do is to take the roles as their surrogate mother so that their stress go down, so that their traumas reduced, so that they eat more. Once they know that humans are someone that they can trust and replace the roles as their natural mother, we can walk them in the forest. Meaning that they won't run away, they would just tag along us. They see the caretaker, for example, myself, who can protect them from any danger, who can teach them, and this is what we do.
So how does a human like Dr. Wong go about teaching baby sun bears how to be bears? He chooses to spend a lot of time with the bears in the forest, where they can interact with their surroundings and let their natural sun bear instincts go to work.
When they're in the forest, a big part of their instinct kicking in, when they encounter a termite nest, they would know that, oh, inside their food. When they come across an ant nest, they know inside their food, they can go and scratch and feed on the termite or the ants. And then when they know that they can climb tree, they would just climb the trees, and then up on the tree, there's many food items that they can find, or they can sleep or rest up on the tree. So all of that is actually essential for them to be able to survive in this forest.
As Dr. Wong walks his sun bears through the forest, he sometimes relies on little bear barks to communicate with his cubs.
So when they are little, I walk fast, they follow fast. When I walk slow, they walk slow, and I stop, they start to wander around. And then if I get moving again, I give them a call and they would tag along. A call is like, yeah, so when mother bear called their baby, they do this, this kind of call.
After spending years giving the baby bears food and love, as well as preparing them to survive in the forest on their own, Dr. Wong and the other biologists decide which bears are ready to be reintroduced into the wild. They have to be careful, though, because even though the forest is the sun bear's home, they can still face dangers like other sun bears or human poachers. Even with the risks, getting sun bears back out into the wild is an important goal for the conservation center. And sometimes, the sun bears decide that they're ready to go back into the wild on their own. This was the case for one sun bear cub named Natalie.
Natalie was the very first cub that I raised her since little. So I bond with her and walk her in the forest. She very playful sometimes. You know, sometimes I cannot catch up with the playful, and sometimes the playfulness can turn pretty rough. Then I have to be careful and not injured by a bear, because they are equipped with that kind of claws. Oh man, our human skin is the thinnest, is the most fragile among all mammals. And then when she was 4 years old, one day she escaped. She is a sun bear that can climb all the way to the treetop, that can cross tree to tree by climbing on small thin branches that really push herself. And she escaped. She climbed a tall tree, and the canopy of that tall tree was connected to another big tree outside the fence. And then she was out. So she was out for 37 days. But after 37 days, we managed to trap her back. And then after that, we realized that there's no way that we can keep her here, because she is such an escape artist. So we released her the following year on May 16 as our very first bear that was being successfully rehabilitated. She literally chose herself to be released. And we released her on 2015, May 16th. And then after that, we named May 16th as the International Sun Bear Day.
I love that. Natalie the sun bear decided she was ready to go back into the forest. And since her release in 2015, plenty of other sun bear cubs have successfully been cared for and rehabilitated by the Bornean Sun Bear Conservation Center. When Dr. Wong thinks about the Conservation Center, he's proud of the work that he's doing to care for sun bears and also help the humans living near them.
I think what satisfies me most is that I managed to set up the center, because if I do not do this thing 18 years ago, I think right now people still keep bears as pets, hunting and poaching still ongoing. And right now it is under control. We are very convinced that to make the animals happy and safe, I also need to make the human that live here, the local people, the local community that live next to the animals, happy and safe as well. By creating job opportunities to them, by improving their livelihood to a point where the local people feel that this wildlife can help them to have a better life. I'm a wildlife biologist. I want bears to live in the forest and not in captivity and not even here. Therefore, we need to do everything to keep bears or other wildlife in the wild.
Dr. Wong's work with sun bears and Malaysian communities is an important reminder that humans and animals have a big impact on one another. He experiences wonder when he helps to raise baby sun bears and also when he sees his human neighbors making efforts to support wildlife. When we contribute to our local communities and our local animals, we can do our part to make our environments a better place.
A quick word here for you parents. I'm Marcus Smith, host of Constant Wonder, which is the source of material for Constant Wonder Kids. We made this episode because Constant Wonder contains a lot of great stuff that kids will love too, but you may be wanting more. Constant Wonder is on an ongoing quest to find awe and wonder in all nature, human or wild, vast or small. The kinds of encounters that move us beyond words. Remember when you had time for wonder? Well, we think you still do. Subscribe to Constant Wonder on your favorite platform. Constant Wonder Kids was produced by Paige Crumperman Darrington, with sound design by Mitchell Towsley. Tenery Taylor is the executive producer. Constant Wonder Kids is a production of BYU Radio.